Hi and welcome to Zika's Guitars. I would love to start this week's weekly guitar meeting with this elegant guitar made by Gary Southwell, a guitar maker whose guitars have been played also by Julian Bream. And Gary Southwell is making elegant, clean and precise sounding guitars, which are truly appreciated by many, many concert classical guitarists worldwide. And this guitar is a brand new one from 2025. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has the number 380. Obviously, the strength of this guitar and the highlight of this guitar is the consistency in the sound, and it doesn't matter on which string or in which position. The guitar is super well balanced and you have the same intensity in every tone. And a long sustain. And if you listen to the trebles, they have the same, let's say, the same volume as the basses, and they are not weak. And this is such an important quality of a guitar. What a wonderful guitar by Gary Southwell. When I'm describing the sound of this guitar, is like I'm describing the sound of a great Hauser guitar. And at the same time, I hear a kind of different character in the sound, which is, yeah, the sound of Gary Southwell. But the tonal qualities of this guitar is on the same level of a very good Hermann Hauser guitar. And of course, I'm super curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? The next guitar that I want to review is one of the most surprising and interesting double top guitars that I have tried in the recent month. It's made by Pete Beer from Scotland, and I have tried a few guitars by Pete Beer, traditionally built, and this guitar is the first double top guitar that I have tried made by him. I think he didn't make a lot of double top guitars I don't know if it's the first one, I'm not sure, but he used to build more traditional guitars. And the first time when I played a few tones on this guitar, I was so amazed. Because this is exactly that type of sound that I expect from a very high level double top guitar. Super soft sound with a great respond, you know, the tones come out super fast and you can feel the whole guitar is resonating and the top is super flexible. And the core of this guitar is not Nomex, it's wood, it's balsa. And I think it makes this guitar also sound natural, at least to my taste. And this Pete Beard guitar is brand new. It has the number 112. Let me play more on it. Body frequency of this guitar is between E and F, and it means if you play an E major chord or E minor chord, the whole guitar is resonating and it's like you are playing a bass guitar. I don't know if you can hear it through the microphones. And it's such a pleasant feeling, especially because many pieces for classical guitar are written in E minor or E major key, and that's why it's a good thing. Also notice that this guitar has wooden tornavos, and this might be also the reason why the basses on this guitar are so low and also so well resonating. It's like when you are playing deep chords and you hit the pedal of the piano, and it has such a long sustain and volume. You have to play this guitar to feel what I exactly mean. A Pete Beer guitar, a double top model made by him with cedar top and Indian rosewood. Let me know your thoughts as usual, and let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is a premiere for me. I have never tried a guitar made by this guitar luthier. It's made by Nick Branwell from actually not that far from Pete Beer, from Scotland. He's from UK, London. And this guitar is a traditionally built guitar made by Nick Branwell, who is also specialized in building steel strings guitars, who is also specialized in building steel string guitars. And I have to say, the first impression or feeling when I played this guitar was how comfortable the neck is. It was so comfortable, also compared to the two previous guitars. I felt, just more comfortable on this guitar. And this guitar is brand new. It comes with a spruce top and some beautiful hazels in it. I think also the rosette looks super interesting. The contrast between the rosette and the guitar top makes the rosette very noticeable and three-dimensional. And we have Indian rosewood back and sides. I also like how soft the tones are. Even with a spruce top, which usually tends to sound more bright and sometimes crystal clear, for me this guitar has got a super soft tone, and I love that. Thank you. was a brand new guitar made by Nick Branwell, and congratulations to him for his beautiful work, and especially for his super comfortable guitar to play on, which is very important for many guitarists. This guitar is coming from Spain, and it's made by José Salinas, and he's actually a very good flamenco singer. However, he is also building exceptional flamenco and classical guitars and is one of the most appreciated names in Spain. And this guitar is a brand new guitar made by José Salinas. I'm still amazed by the basses on this guitar. Wow. Super, how should I say it? Bright, edgy sound. It has some flamenco vibes in it. It has just a super beautiful tone. It comes with a cedar top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. It's a super high quality wood, and it's also going to get more rare and rare, Madagascar rosewood. Actually, it's a wood that is super similar to Brazilian rosewood. This guitar is just, I'm a little bit out of words because I didn't expect this kind of sound, and it is just beautiful. I cannot describe the sound in, or I won't describe the sound qualities. I just leave it like this, and the sound is just beautiful. This guitar has got such a beautiful color. I mean, one last piece. truly wonderful guitar made by the Spanish guitar maker Jose Salinas, and I'm confident that you will love the sound of this guitar. It's super Spanish, clean, but not too harsh or too thin. It has at the same time a lot of substance in the tone. Can you guess the guitar? It's made by also the Spanish guitar luthier Vicente Carillo. And Vicente Carillo is building different guitar models from traditional to double top guitars. And this model is called Maestro Nomex, the double top guitar with a obviously Nomex core, spruce top, and super beautiful Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a 64 centimeters scale. And I would say this guitar sounds actually close to a Gernot Wagner guitar. And the reason is that Gernot Wagner was also giving some advices during the construction of this guitar to Vicente Carillo. And you can hear some nuances and the character of a Gernot Wagner guitar with this one. And let me play more on it. Because of the fast response of this guitar, you can play faster pieces or scales on this guitar, and it feels super comfortable. So the guitar gives you the tones as fast as you want. Of the tone is of course round and soft. And what I also like about this guitar is that it hides somehow the noises of the nails and in general all the noise around the playing, you know, and you have only the tone and not that noise around the playing, like. Vicente Carillo guitar brand new Maestro Nomex with a Nomex core, of course, and 64 centimeters scale. So guys, I hope you are enjoying this week's weekly guitar meeting, and if you do, please leave a like and subscribe to our channel. This is going to be the last guitar of this week, which is made by the German guitar maker Hans Hermann Herb. And this guitar is from 2012, and you can see straight away it's a very modern looking guitar. It comes with a super beautiful spruce top and Madagascar rosewood back and sides. An elevated fingerboard, which reminds me strongly on the Humphrey guitars because it's very elevated. It comes also with high quality Klaus Scheller tuning machines. The guitar is from 2012 and it's in a great condition. I also noticed that the back of the guitar is kind of arched, is like a violin. And this is a method that some guitar luthiers have used to give the guitar a bit more resonant and air. And yeah, let me play a few tones on it and you tell me if this guitar sounds airy or not. It's got for sure a lot of overtones and resonance. It's super loud and it has a very creamy tone and slightly nasal. And a very soft touch. And because this guitar responds also very fast, it's also super comfortable to play faster pieces on it because the tones are speedy. The guitar is speedy. The tones reach their full spectrum within very few milliseconds. So the tones are straight there. Because some guitars, or the tones in some guitars, they need a longer time to develop. And in this guitar, the tones don't need that long to develop. They are straight away there in their full spectrum. Thank you. slightly out of tune, but I think you have you've got an idea of the sound of this guitar made by Hans Hermann Herr, a quite well-known guitar maker from Germany. And let me know your thoughts on the sound of this guitar and also the other guitars of this week. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting, and have a nice weekend. See you soon.